The number of hospitalizations associated with the flu are on the rise in the state and spiked significantly this week. According to the state's Department of Health Services, there were 100 more cases of people being admitted to the hospital yesterday before noon alone. They also announced that among those who have died as a result of the virus, two have been children. Our next guest joins us now to talk about this year's flu season and steps you can take to avoid getting and spreading the flu. Tom Haupt is Influenza Surveillance Coordinator for the State Department of Health Services. Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Rob. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and your listeners.
So far, how does this year's flu season compare to previous years?
Well, compared to the last few years, it is definitely increasing much more significantly than what we had seen. Barring the one exception, and that was the 2017-2018 year, which, as we know, was probably one of the most severe influenza seasons in the last 40 years. We have not reached that level yet. We hope we do not reach that level. But we are seeing, as you mentioned, a very high increase, a significant increase in hospitalizations and cases of the flu over the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, what's happening in these last 2 weeks? It seemed like a normal flu season kind of up till now, and then we have this big jump over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, that's correct. The influenza season has been strange again. We saw that significant increase around the holidays, Christmas and New Year's. And after that, we actually saw a couple of weeks of decline, and we thought it was going to be a pretty mild year. We were very hopeful. And then all of a sudden, the last couple of weeks again, we have seen very significant increases, as I mentioned, in hospitalizations. We had almost 3,400 people who were diagnosed with flu last week alone in Wisconsin, and over 400 cases that were actually hospitalized. This is due partly to our second wave of influenza that is circulating now, and that's the influenza A H1 virus. Previously, it had been the influenza B virus, both of which cause much more illness amongst younger populations compared to the older population. And when I say older population, that would be over 65 years old.
Now, how dangerous is this flu as far as people potentially dying from it?
Well, yes, and unfortunately, we did announce our second death of a pediatric patient this past week, which is a tragedy. And just want people to know that we really offer our sympathy to the family and relatives of this child. It's something where we are seeing significant hospitalizations, especially amongst young children. We've been in contact with Children's Hospital in Milwaukee, the American Family Children's Hospital in Madison, and both are seeing patients who are severely ill due to the influenza. We're also seeing younger adults, 18 to 49 years old, who are being hospitalized due to influenza. And unfortunately, this age group, 18 to 49, is the one that's the least vaccinated in the state, running about 20%.
Talking to Tom Haupt from the State Department of Health Services, looking at this year's flu season, influenza season. Tom, before we get into prevention and treatment and things like that, a quick reminder, influenza, it is a respiratory disease, right? Not what people often call stomach flu.
That's correct. It is definitely a respiratory virus that leads to high fever, sore throat, coughing that can last a long period of time, and a long period of fatigue. And as you mentioned, should not be mistaken for the stomach flu, which is more of a diarrheal type of illness.
With that kind of respiratory illness, we have some of those symptoms. When should people be seeking medical attention?
Well, people should be seeking medical attention if they have any underlying illnesses that would make them more susceptible to complications of the flu. Certain diseases, heart disease, diabetes, that type of thing. If they're on any kind of medications that would lower their immune system, very young children and very older adults should seek medical attention as quickly as possible so they are put on antiviral medication. And one other instance of when you should see your physician is if you come down with an illness that's compatible with influenza and you recover, you're feeling good for a couple of days, and all of a sudden you start feeling worse, that is indicative of a potential bacterial infection, which could be extremely serious. And we would recommend that anybody of any age, no matter what, see their doctors at that particular point.
Does it make it harder to track a disease like this, given that some people will probably have it in a milder form to where they don't end up going to a doctor and then it doesn't get tallied in the numbers?
That's very true. The numbers that we provide are laboratory confirmed cases, and we know that there's a significant amount of people who have milder symptoms that are never tested. So the numbers are compared from year to year based on the fact that they are confirmed cases, but the numbers are not accurate as far as the number, the actual number of people who have influenza infection.
Let's talk about vaccination now. How much does vaccination help when it comes to either preventing influenza or lowering the severity of it if we get it?
Yes, it actually can prevent influenza in many people, but it's not 100%. We know that. And for those people who are vaccinated who actually do come down with the infection, it's usually a much milder case, only lasting a couple of days, and the symptoms are not nearly as severe and don't usually result in any type of complications such as hospitalizations or pneumonia. So influenza vaccine is our number one priority for protection, not only for yourselves, but we want to protect those people around you, especially young children, older adults, and anybody who may have an altered immune system.
Let's tackle a couple timing questions on vaccination. Some people might think, hey, we're already into February, flu season's pretty much just about over. There's no reason to get vaccinated now. True or false?
False. So we want people to be vaccinated. Our general rule here is as long as there's vaccine available and people are willing to take it, please offer the vaccine. We are not at peak activity yet. I think we may have at least a couple more weeks of increased activity before we even start to level off. And after that, we probably have several more weeks of very high activity. There is at least two or three different influenza viruses going around. So it is not too late. We are encouraging people to get vaccinated as quickly as possible. We have about 40% of the people in Wisconsin who have been vaccinated, but looking at that from the opposite end, that means 60% have not been vaccinated. And it is not too late, and it's something that we encourage people to do for themselves and for those around them.
If people got vaccinated in October or November, they might be wondering if it's still working in February and March. Is it?
There should be some protection at this particular point. Yes, influenza vaccinations, it tends to wane a little bit, but not as much as what people think. So even if you were vaccinated in October, you should have some protection. And some protection against a virus that could be potentially deadly is much better than not having any protection at all.
Now, people are watching the coronavirus in other countries just a little bit here in the United States. As somebody who works on these things, is it going to be helpful if the coronavirus is here, if we're preventing flu, so we're taking some of that off the table of our public health system?
That's true. We want people to take the seriousness of the coronavirus and the spread of the virus very, very seriously. It's something the Department of Health Services is working very diligently on to identify further cases and have a proper response. But we also want people to put it into perspective, too. Only less than 5% of those tested for the coronavirus have tested positive. Comparatively, this past week, and the numbers just came out within the last hour before we started our broadcast, Rob, close to 40% of those people with influenza-like illness are testing positive for flu. So we want people to be aware of the coronavirus. We want people to respect the coronavirus, but also influenza, which is a more immediate threat.
For both of those threats, Tom, in our last minute, can you talk about some of our basic hygiene habits that can keep us from catching and or spreading these illnesses?
Absolutely, and that starts with good hand washing. That is probably one of the biggest keys for any type of prevention of any infectious disease. We want people to be aware that if they're ill, please stay home. Stay away from other people. Don't think you're not infectious or that it's just allergies. We want people to respect the people who are around them in their workplace, in the stores, in their families, just to stay away from people if they're not feeling well. Give themselves time to heal. If you have to, I mean, everybody starts coughing from time to time, but we're asking for people to practice good cough etiquette, coughing into their sleeve, making sure that if they sneeze, they sneeze into a Kleenex or tissue, throw it away right away, and wash your hands. Proper hygiene is a big aspect, along with vaccination, to prevent flu.
Tom, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
And Rob, thank you, and thank you for the opportunity to get the message across to your listeners. We appreciate it very much.
Tom Haupt is the Influenza Surveillance Coordinator for the State Department of Health Services. He joined us today to talk about this year's influenza season, flu season, and the recent jump in hospitalizations statewide. Let us know if you're seeing a lot of flu or flu-like illness at your place of work, at your school or kids' school. You can email ideas@WPR.org, or as always, you can head over to Twitter. You can tweet us @CentralTimeWPR. How's the flu season affecting your neck of the woods?